Stop.
Stop what you're doing. Here is another world-famous prank call from Darren Wackhead Simpson.
Yes.
Exclusive to KFM Mornings.
Okay, so all this guy's mates, as I said, if you've just tuned in the prank, all his mates are like, dude, this guy, we can't talk to this guy anymore, our friend. Because he always tries to sound more intelligent than us. He tries to, his sentence structure, he tries to throw in all these big words, and it's just annoying. We're like, dude, just have a normal conversation with us.
I mean, it must be really bad if his friends are calling you to prank them.
Yeah, you know, like when politicians also, they always speak and they try, like, use these big words, and half the time they're out of context. So I get into the prank. So this is like legit what's been happening in this guy's world. He's been having this little, you know, it's one of those where you keep getting messages. So-and-so, please, you must pay money. But somebody's given their number. It's not you. It's somebody else that's just given your number for an account or something.
Yeah.
So that's been happening. So it's a bit of frustrating for him. And, but... I'm just waiting for the opportunity to address the elephant in the room. Here it is.
Let's go.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Mr. Linda.
This is no longer Mr. Linda's number.
Did you kidnap Mr. Linda? Have you locked him up in your house?
Me locked him up in my... What? No, honestly, sir, how can I be of assistance to any inquiry to how we can manage to find Mr. Linda?
I'm gonna find Mr. Linda in your basement, tied up.
I do not even have a basement, sir.
Put his hands behind his back, being fed through a siphon tube.
Yes, well, it's most probably, but it's still, it's a theory and a probability, so it's not a definitive...
No.
Answer from my side that I've actually kidnapped Mr. Linda.
If you do, now guys, let's just pause for a second.
Please tell me this is a joke and this guy is clearly in on the prank. He knows he's being pranked.
I swear to you, Sherlyn Barnes.
It's too much for my soul.
This is how this guy speaks.
It's too much.
Come on. Yeah.
This is why his friends are so frustrated with him.
No, man.
Let's continue. If you ever see him, just tell him Jared's looking for him. He knows me.
Okay.
Stop speaking like a pseudo-intellectual.
No, I'm just speaking as a normal human being should.
No, who speaks like that?
I do, and I was taught that way.
By who? Shakespeare?
By my grandfather.
Don't talk like that. It doesn't make you fancy.
It does. It's not supposed to make me sound fancy. It's just supposed to show that I've had a decent education. And as you sound as well, you also sound like you've had a decent education, sir.
I have, but I don't need to use it and use big words to try act all cerebral.
I do not. I just use those words because it's my daily normal form of speech, because I'm actually Afrikaans.
Right. So listen, you don't have to prove your English by speaking like super English.
Sure.
I'm honestly not trying to prove anything, sir.
You don't have to call me sir. I'm not knighted by the Queen either.
No, I'm... No, actually not. I'm just phrasing the words correctly that you do not incriminate yourself if anyone might be listening into the conversation. We do not know the world that we live in today, and you would not want to incriminate yourself in saying that you maybe kidnapped Mr. Linda and would like
now,
to pin this
now,
on
hold on.
Else.
Hold on. You see, now, why would you use a word like incriminate? Just say grassing yourself up.
Grassing myself out, ratting out anyone of interest.
Nobody talks like you do.
Okay, I'm sorry that I speak differently to other people.
Yeah, but you don't have to, man. Just relax your guard.
I feel that if I can talk like that, I would rather speak like that, and people will associate the vocabulary with the higher intelligence and... They would actually respect me more for the way that I speak instead of actually just bastardizing the English language.
No, dude, you sound like a pretentious douchebag who swallowed a dictionary.
Yeah. I use the English words as far as my knowledge base actually is expanded thus far in my life. So
you said thus, man.
If I don't speak it properly, then I don't speak it properly.
Come on, bro. Nobody says thus. What the hell's wrong with you, man?
I have not grown up enough to use all the proper English language.
Just say
that has been set out by the.
Just say so far, so far,
so far.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, technically, just saying.
Hashtag just saying. Come on, get with it.
Oh my goodness! Do you even say the word hashtag? I despise the word hashtag. It's
hashtag.
The entire Twitter era that's just so disturbing sometimes that I just wish people would actually use it for the proper use it was created for in the first place.
It's like hashtag old English must fall. Are you single?
No, I'm not, sir.
Well, I'm surprised you picked up a chick with that language.
Okay, wait, okay. Yo. You know what? I still find it offensive using that specific word as... It does not make you a man if you use that word. You can't actually have any respect for the female gender.
Look, I think it's my mission. We were meant to meet, and I was meant to help you change your ways.
I'm listening.
Because you've been led down the wrong path.
Led down the wrong path? Regarding?
The way that you've been taught to speak. You speak English better than English people.
Well, I'll take it as a compliment, but I'm not sure where you're going with it.
It's just I want you to like dumb it down a little bit because you've taken this learning English thing a little bit too far.
Mm. Okay.
I'm going to teach you some new words.
Yes, I'm ready, sir.
You're going to be a much...
Should I stop with the sir already and just say, okay, cool, bro?
Cool, bro. That's it. That's it. That's a start. Just say, for shizzle, my nizzle.
For shizzle, my nizzle.
Just say, like, hey, this shirt is on fleek.
This shirt is on fleek. No. What the hell does that mean, being on fleek, to be quite honest? What does it mean?
It means it's like in fashion. It's cool. You got it right. Stop throwing shade.
Hey, man, stop throwing shade.
Awesome.
Okay, well, for what reason would I actually use that? That's someone that's actually stealing shade somewhere or what?
You're insulting somebody.
Okay, cool. So,
you're such a douchebag. What do you say back?
Hey, stop throwing shade.
Wow, my man.
Thank you.
Look at you now. On Friday, I'm going to be chilling with my squad.
Friday, I'll be chilling with my squad.
What does that mean? Any idea?
I'll be hanging out with the boys.
Correct! Or as you would have probably said, I am going out for a tipple with the males. Hey, you always have my back, fam.
You always have my back? Sam, fam.
No, not Sam, fam.
Like in family, fam.
Yeah.
Okay, you always have my back, fam.
Correct. What do you think that means?
You always have my back, mate.
You got my six.
Yeah, back me up.
Well, you're trying. Bro, you are so cool now. When I started speaking to you, you were like from another planet, and now you're a normal human being.
No, cool, bro. I get where you're coming from. I do use it a bit of a... to a higher vocabulary.
You're losing it. Hey?
Okay, cool, bro.
You've come a long way. This call was meant to happen.
I appreciate it. And yeah, no, it was a very...
Okay, you're halfway there. Don't say I appreciate it. Say, I f***ing smarked that, bro.
I f***ing smarked that, bro.
My guy, you're living. I'm going to take my rib to the crib.
Yes, Eve was created from the rib. Your girl, basically. Eve.
Yeah,
she's
man.
My Eve. She's the Adam that I am.
I get it. You're confusing yourself. I got it. Though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're taking your rib to the crib to Netflix and chill.
Okay, that reference I do actually get.
You do? What does it mean?
I'm going to take my girl home and I'm going to have a sweet time with her while watching nothing.
You're going to take her to Pound Town.
I'm going to take her to Pound Town.
No. 100%. What does that mean?
I'm going to have sex with my girl.
There we are! You've been fantastic. Well, what is your name again, Philip? Honey? Do you promise not to speak like you do anymore?
I promise not to speak sus anymore.
You're trying.
I'm trying, bro.
There we go. Like you were living in 1916.
Yes, I probably was. Netflix and chill and taking your rib to the crib. And then follow it up with town.
My man, you are so cool. You're like the coolest cat I've ever spoken to. You know that.
Thanks, bro.
You are now...
You're awesome, dude. Cool, bro.
Do you know who you're talking to? Did I tell you my name?
You said I should call you Jazz. Huh?
Yeah, but you
can... My name is Jared.
Yeah, but you can also call me Wackhead Simpson.
Wackhead Simpson. I'm actually at a loss for word now. This is absolutely ridiculous. That was actually bloody awesome.
No, you don't say bloody awesome.
Okay, what should I say?
Just say effing amazing.
It was effing amazing.
No, but say the real word.
It was f***ing amazing.
Ah, there you go, brother.
What a legend.
You've come home, brother. You've come home. It's like, God.
Yeah.
You were so willing to learn, eh?
Yeah.
Yo. What was that?
Yeah.
That was, I don't know what that was.
What was that? Wackhead Simpson.
Yeah. Sure.
He's normal again.
Thank you, sir.
Autocorrect.